This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today on You Better You Bet. Wrapping up the show in just a few minutes, but we'll get you our three stars of the day. We actually had three guests today, so it worked out perfectly. I thought they each brought a ton of insight. Brooks Austin on college football, Frank Schwab on the NFL at large, and Mark Cabali on the Steelers specifically. We'll let you hear from each of them, some of their takeaways before we wrap up the show here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, always inside your Westwood One Sports app and SiriusXM channel 375. I wanted to dive into divisional round first impressions, though. I completely whiffed on what we in the game call a tease. I mentioned breaking news out of Carolina, and then we didn't get into it because we got into our big philosophical discussion about wide receivers, tight ends, and quarterbacks in the league, especially in these playoffs. And it has to be mentioned that Panthers GM Dan Morgan this morning is saying that Carolina does plan to pick up the fifth-year option on Bryce Young. You know, there's two ways you can go about looking at that. One is, yes, Bryce Young over the last year plus has shown some glimpses. But more than likely, he's not a dude, I don't think, who's ever going to enter that upper echelon of quarterbacks. I think we can see that now at this point. I was a huge believer, I'll own it, a huge believer in Bryce Young coming out, and he just hasn't shown it. He hasn't. And this is more proof that if there were a better quarterback market out there, maybe the Panthers would look around a little bit, but quarterback market is not good. Between free agency and the draft, it's downright underwhelming. It is. It's just a bunch of dudes. Tua, Kyler, Malik Willis, and then beyond Mendoza in the draft, what are we talking about? Dante Moore, a lot of people are still high on, but you're probably going to have to be drafting in the top 10 to get Moore. So if you're a team that's not drafting top 10 and feels like you may be a quarterback away, it's a huge piece to be missing, but if you're just a quarterback away, you're not finding them this offseason. Short of something massive happening, you're not finding that quarterback this offseason. And I do still think in the back of my head, there's a wonder about how much noise Joe Burrow was making towards the end of the year about being unhappy. But, I mean, even the Bengals wouldn't do that, right? They wouldn't screw that up, would they? I don't know. It's the Bengals. We probably shouldn't hold our breath for them to make prudent decisions at this point. If you're betting on the divisional round, though, best way to do it is in the BetMGM app. BetMGM players are going to get an any sport parlay boost token to start the new year off, right? To use that parlay boost token and score a bigger payout, all you got to do, put together a parlay inside your BetMGM app, any sports, and then activate the token. You win that wager that has the token activated, the parlay boost, you're going to get extra winnings all inside your BetMGM app. Download the BetMGM app today. Please play responsibly. As for first impressions on the divisional round, I think the most interesting game is the first one. Saturday afternoon in Denver, another short week for the Bills. And the line on this one, look, it's all right around a pick to a point, point and a half, but it really is all over both sides. At some places, you're going to get Buffalo laying the point and a half. At other places, you're going to get Buffalo getting the point and a half. Even at BetMGM, it's oscillating back and forth right now between 1 point on either side to either Buffalo or Denver, which, again, essentially makes it a pick 'em. And then you go look at the money line odds, and everything is right in that minus 110 to minus 115 neighborhood on either side. It's about as close a game as you have this weekend. I tend to believe that if Josh Allen isn't seriously hampered by the litany of injuries that he's suffering at this point, Buffalo wins that game. They go into Denver and take care of business. San Francisco, I mentioned laying the 7.5 is interesting, even without Kittle. If you could get me a hook on the Texans, I'd be interested, but right now it's at 3. And the Rams laying 3.5 at Chicago, I'm not touching with your money because, well, the Bears, anything's possible at this point. All that said, let's get to your three stars of the day. And like I said, we had three fantastic guests on today, each of them with some insights on the biggest stories of the day, starting with college football and Brooks Austin on what exactly Miami's offense can do against Indiana.
Three. They can make this a 30-tote Mark Fletcher football game. They can do that. If you haven't seen this Miami running back, you're going to find out. He's 6'2" and a half, 230 pounds, and he runs downhill.
Yeah, a bowling ball with razor blades. Brooks Austin was amazing. Go find it inside the podcast. Download You Better You Bet for his full takeaways on Miami, Indiana. Number two.
Two.
I think the Texans defense is the best unit left in the playoffs. It was the best unit in the playoffs when we started the playoffs. It's absolutely awesome. I mean, for everybody who's saying, oh, Josh Allen, this is his year. He's going to make a Super Bowl. I watched that game. I think it was week 12. It was a Thursday night. Destroyed Josh Allen in that game.
Yeah, Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports on the Texans defense. Can they go into Foxborough and do to Drake May what they did to Aaron Rodgers? May's a lot more mobile, but that New England offense isn't exactly high octane. Under 40.5. I'm all over it in that game. And our top star of the day.
One.
You know, 12 hours ago, I think you asked pretty much anybody associated of being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, they would all have said, yes, we want Rodgers back. That's how important he's been to this organization this year. Not only the way he's played, he showed that he still has some left in the tank.
Yeah, I don't know how much gas is left in that tank after this year, though, in particular that beating he took last night. Steelers insider Mark Caballi of the Pat McAfee Show and the Caballi and Mac Show as well on Aaron Rodgers, and the idea that maybe, just maybe, the Steelers bang their head off the cinder block wall one more time and run it back with Tomlin and Rodgers in what could be the final year of Mike Tomlin's contract, I think more than likely. Aaron Rodgers is probably done. I'm Chris Mack. Thanks to each and every one of yins, as we say, for joining us here today on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Nick back tomorrow. Thanks to Dan Turner, Mike Brown, Kenny Henderson, Tyler Morales, Bill Zimmerman, Bleck and Abdallah up next right here on Westwood One Sports.